Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I caught a little bit of the guys this morning. And Anthony Lima with Jason Lloyd this morning. And they said that they were hearing from folks about, boy, empty seats there at Progressive Field for a playoff game. And I thought, well, that's interesting because I heard the same thing. A buddy of mine, and I'd love your thoughts on this, folks, because I don't agree with my buddy. I don't agree with the guys that Anthony and Jason were talking about today. But it does give me pause a little bit. My buddy just sent me this text, and I worked with this guy in Texas, and then he ended up working in Milwaukee broadcasting for years. And he said, thousands of empty seats in Cleveland for games 1 and 2. Never thought I'd see this. Extraordinary comeback to get home field. Great team. What the hell? That's what my buddy said. And then he followed it up again. Sad to see empty seats in Cleveland. Bizarre. And I wrote him back, and I said, place was packed all of September. Not Cleveland's fault. Weekday afternoon games are death for attendance. And he wrote back and said, excuses. Milwaukee would be full for the Brewers on a weekday early PM game. How's that sit with you, folks? And is there some validity to that? I would never call out our baseball fans.
I would not either.
There's a number hanging on the wall out in right field that at the time was an all-time record for 455 consecutive sellouts. It was strange to see some empty seats yesterday. Now, my friend sent me that text early on in game two. What he doesn't know about early on in game two was that we had two major traffic snafus that I'm sure kept a lot of people from getting into the ballpark on time, as 90 and 77 were, I think 77 was completely shut down, and 90 was like down to one lane. Is that an excuse as well? Should we have packed that place? All I know is that the fans who were there, and it looked pretty, Dan, you were there.
Yeah.
It looked pretty darn packed by the end of the game.
By the end of the game, it was. The upper deck had some empty seats and empty section. Well, not empty sections. I will not say that. Definitely empty seats toward the very, very top.
Is that a problem?
It's tough when Major League Baseball announces on Sunday. Or was it Sunday? Heck, it might have even been Monday. That, hey, here's the times for these games. Go out and get them.
And then 1 o'clock.
That's tough. It's tough for people to have a turnaround. It's tough for people with the vacation days. You got kids in school. It's tough.
Excuses, Dan.
So there are two responses that you can easily have to your friend talking about Milwaukee in that situation. I could give you the honest response, and I could give you the smart aleck response. Which one do you want first?
I'm not going to say anything nasty about anybody in Milwaukee and the fact that it's the beer capital of the world. I'm not going to say a word.
Oh, the smart aleck response has nothing to do with the beer part of it. The smart aleck response is, well, when you take on the Cubs, that place is packed because everybody heads up the highway. That's the smart aleck response.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And it, by the way, it's sadly accurate. The reality response, too, is, well, yeah, everybody's not hasn't been tailgating there since 10 a.m. anyway. And just, you know, open up the bars and everybody walks in. You could go that route, too.
That was kind of my beer capital thought.
Well, I mean, I've been amongst that group. A few times.
I'm sure you have.
It's a good group. They're a lot of fun.
It was tough to see some empty seats, especially in game one. I thought it was real evident in game one. But I'm sorry. Major League Baseball, the television networks, did the Guardians and the Tigers absolutely no favor by playing 1 o'clock games. And if folks around the country want to go ahead and you know, say nasty things about our fan base, fine. That's fine. I have a thick enough skin. It doesn't bother me.
It's an ask. It was an ask of Major League Baseball to turn this around. It stinks that they decided to pack these together this way. I wish they would have started, you know, they wanted to maximize TV ratings. I wish they would have started it, you know, start one of them at 3, start another one at 5, start another one, you know, stagger it like that to where there would have been an overlap. I bet you would have had more fans downtown. But I'll tell you this, they were loud as all get out in there.
Well,
feel like people were not there.
Yeah, if it had been a 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock start, we know the place was packed. Regardless.
Heck, if it was a 4 o'clock start, like I bet you today, it's going to be absolutely slammed down there.
For a 3 o'clock start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll bet you're
right. It's going to be slammed. It's much easier to ask for a half a day than it is to get a whole day, you know? We all know how this works. Sadly, we all have to work for somebody.
That's very true. Dennis is in Cleveland. Hey, Dennis.
How are you, Dennis?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I went to the game yesterday with my daughter, who's 11, and we're going again today.
That's outstanding.
You know, schools are out today for the Jewish holiday, so I think it's going to be full today. I mean, it's a 3 o'clock start, which helps. But you know, anybody commenting that empty seats is embarrassing, I mean, it's so difficult during this time of year when schools are in, people got to work, and it's a 1 o'clock start. My daughter and
on
I
a weekday,
Wednesday, a quick turnaround
on a weekday.
Absolutely, and my daughter and I went. She's fallen in love with baseball, which I, you know, brought her into, which I just love. We have so much fun.
Good parenting,
that's,
Dennis.
That's fantastic.
Good
Dennis.
Parenting.
Thank you. We went last Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Friday and Sunday. And that place was pretty much packed.
Fantastic.
And even yesterday when, I don't know, what was the attendance yesterday? Like 25,000, maybe, something like that?
I never saw a figure on it.
Everybody there was full-throated, and it was tense. And the fact that it wasn't sold out, okay, fine, people can maybe gripe about it. Everybody there, I said to my daughter, I go, what's it like being with 25,000 of your best friends? It is such a great place. It's family friendly, and it's just a joy to go. And we are so geeked up to going in today.
Enjoy, Dennis, and I hope you're watching Seattle coming up soon. Hope that's happening.
Everyone there was locked in, man. They were locked in. There was nobody who was there who were like, I'm going to get trashed and just kind of enjoy the sunshine.
Just there to watch baseball. Exactly. Hey, Tom. Tom's in Mentor.
Not that there's anything wrong with getting in trash and enjoying the sunshine.
Careful.
Trust me. Again,
hey.
I've done it.
Hey guys. I'm with Den there, Madigan. It's you can't come on a Monday and say, by the way, your games are tomorrow and Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and expect a bunch of people calling off work last minute, you know, to do that. So, like the division series, you kind of have an idea ahead of time which time the games are going to be, and pretty much you got like a week's notice, and then that way you could go to your employer and say, hey, listen, I'm thinking about taking next whatever day off for vacation day or whatever. So. The last-minute thing, especially at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I was not shocked at all it wasn't sold out. I mean, we didn't even know till really Monday what time the games were going to be played. So I think the division series is going to be much different. The time's already going to be pretty much established right away, and you'll see sellouts, you know, for the Guardians because they're going to win today, my friend.
I like that idea, Tom.
26-669, according to the box score.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, 26-669 yesterday. And again, they were locked in, and they were loud.
Kevin's in Concord. Hi, Kevin. Oh, Kevin's not in Concord anymore. Alex is in downtown Cleveland. What's up, Alex?
What's up, dude?
Hey, just calling in about the the fan attendance.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really want to take a real look at it, I mean, how about we look at last year's divisional series when the first game was on a Saturday? I mean, that place was packed.
Absolutely. You
know? Like, I really don't understand why the media is making such a big deal out of this, 1 p.m. I mean, 26K, I mean, that's a lot for, Wednesday at 1 p.m.?
Yeah.
Like, come on, people need to get real.
I couldn't agree with you more, Alex.
It's very easy to sit back and criticize and do all of those different things when you're not the one who's in the middle of it. I will not hide the fact that I've spent a lot of time in Miller Park. It's a really good baseball crowd in Milwaukee. I know that's where your buddy was talking about.
Yep.
It would have been probably similar. I think that's how it would have gone. It would have been really tough for everybody in Milwaukee to get the time off to go to those games.
Oh, it'd be tough for...
It's tough for everybody to get the time off.
If you were in Chicago, okay, if you're the Cubs... play a lot of day games, and you're in a city with a population like that.
Exactly.
Then it's a different. It's a different.
I mean, Chicago's got what, 3 million people living in it?
Yeah,
something like that. I thought I saw yesterday. 3.1 million.
Again, I don't think we're making excuses. I also don't think it's anything you need to make an excuse for.
No,
it's just the reality. You know, people have jobs.
Yeah, sadly, we all have to work for
kids
somebody.
Kids are in school. I don't know. Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. What's up, Anthony?
What's happening, Anthony?
Bye, Ty.
There it is.
Hold on, let me find it.
Hey, I just wanted to reiterate everything you're just saying now. You know, I'm a diehard Guardians fan, 25 games or so a year. I wanted to go to game one or two. I couldn't. 1 o'clock, I cannot miss a whole day of work for a game like that. Today's game, the minute they announced it at 3, I went on to one of the apps and bought a ticket because that makes it much more doable. So I'm just chiming in with exactly what you guys are saying. The 1 o'clock start, they did not do us or the Tigers any favor. I don't know why they couldn't just flip the two times like us in the Cubs Padres. Couldn't they do one team gets a 1 o'clock, the next day the other team gets the 1 o'clock?
I wonder if what plays into it as well, Anthony, is the fact that then in San Diego it would have been an 11 a.m. start, 10 a.m. start.
Would have been a 10 a.m. start.
Or would our players have even wanted that? Maybe they would just prefer 1 o'clock both days, for planning purposes, so to speak.
That could very well be. The tough turnaround on that, Anthony, thank you, might have been the team that played later, and then they had to turn around and play earlier the next day. So now they do that during the regular season. So it's not that big of a deal. Just I don't want to hear you complaining about the number of people in the seats.
And we're not, again, this isn't like the entire city of Milwaukee. I think this was Jeff's buddy who was talking about that. So please do not blame the entire city or anything like that.
No one's
taking shots or anything.
Are you hearing something on social media?
Yeah, social media mentions Powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And a couple people are saying, I'll be watching for Milwaukee empty seats. Like, no, that's not it. It was Jeff's buddy using that as an example. It is not the city of Milwaukee. They are still lovely people. They still have nothing against Cleveland. In fact, they root for Cleveland not a lot of times because they remind them of Milwaukee in the same way Cleveland roots for Milwaukee because they remind them of Cleveland.
And my buddy's a sports snob.
Right.
Mikey is in North Royalton, home of the Bears.
What's happening, Mikey?
Mikey, you got about 30 seconds, bud.
Jeff, you need new buddies.
I do, don't I?
We're only 2 hours from Detroit. Where are those fans?
They were in school and they were working.
Mikey, there were a decent amount of them there. It got a little uncomfortable. I didn't like it. There were a good amount of Detroit fans sitting where we were sitting. It was like, oh boy.
I do need better buddies.
This isn't good.
I got to tell you.
Oh.
Got all these guys all around the country. They keep giving me Cleveland grief. I need to just stay local.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.